Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yes, certainly, Kiri. And let me just pop you on hold and I'll just go check with her. I won't be a minute there for you. Thank you. Vanessa here, how are you? Good, mate. We're still waiting on part of the panel, which is weird. So we did the experiment this morning and gave meloxicam first, then waited half an hour, and then gave meloxicam, metamide first, just to see if he would throw it up, and no vomiting. Yeah, so not eating, but also not vomiting. So pros and cons of sending him home without knowing what the rest of the blood panel is. We may need another medication. But I have already started him on SAMe, which is a liver protectant, because part of the panel's come back and GLDH is elevated. That's the liver enzyme specifically. So I'm expecting to see fatty liver, basically. So I think he'd still be right to go at 2:30, as long as the protocol can be that you can give him the metamide first, wait half an hour, and then you'll be able to do the rest of the meds. Some of the meds are only once a day. The antibiotic is twice a day. Metamide is twice a day as well, depending on his appetite. Yeah, he's on a liver protectant as well, so there's two meds to give. And like I said, we gave those other meds in a crop feed and he kept the crop feed down. So I think if you're mixing it with a little bit of formula, you draw your meds up and then suck a bit of formula up in the same syringe, I think you'll be able to give it directly. No. Just keeping him warm overnight if we do get those cool nights. So like a heat light or something in a warmer environment overnight, if it gets down, below 20 degrees, he's going to be a bit cold. So he's had a heat light on in here in our aircon, but in the normal temp that we've been having through the day, he should be fine. Yeah. Well, I expected him back today. No, I don't think so. Look, I'd be really surprised if we see liver problem. I mean, kidney problems, but that's the other reason for doing the panel. He honestly, to look at him, you wouldn't even know anything's wrong. He's flying from side to side, he's flying up to the cage guard for the heat light, hanging on. This is the first day. Like, he's still not eating on his own. That worries us, but it's also something that could be happening because he's in here. And he's been crop fed. So I think I would like to see how he goes, because at least we're open tomorrow, so we're here till 1. If there's any problems, you can call us. And worst case scenario, if you're still worried about him, I hospitalise him over the weekend, But he's bright enough to go home and you've got the skills to treat him. So no, I don't want you to crop feed. We never recommend you do that at home, like ever. Yeah, it's too risky. You can kill them. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes. No, I'll write it all out. And the blood panel, if the whole blood panel comes in, I'll just send you home with a copy of that as well. But the main take home will just be, have you got a digital scale at home? You can weigh him on once a day in the mornings. Perfect. Just do that first weigh in of the morning before he gets any fresh food. You want to see that his weight's not dropping dramatically. Hmm. Well, we won't do it right now, but if this infection resolves at the revisit, we'll talk through how to do it. Yeah, it's a whole kind of session in itself. We'll talk you through how. Yeah. Yeah. But he can't do it while he's still got the crop infection. So we'll talk about that next week. All good, mate. We'll see you then. What's your mum's name? Julie. Okay, we'll see Julie then. No worries. We'll talk to you tomorrow probably. I'll usually call you only because we call for an update the next day. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Excellent. How's your work day going? Yeah, that's right. Touch wood. That's right. It's Friday, right? Anything. Anything can walk in the door. Yes. That's right. Well, I'm off to do a guinea pig dental. I wish you a good afternoon. And yeah. All right, mate. Talk to you then. See you. Bye.